Welcome to the Motivate Me to Have a Productive Day Tapping Meditation. In this quick process, we're going to supercharge your focus and energy and release any resistance you may have to being productive. When you think about your resistance to being productive today, what thoughts or feelings come up? Do you say things to yourself like, I'm always procrastinating, or I'm tired, or I can never focus? Let those thoughts and that resistance come to mind and feel them in your body. How strong is that resistance, the part of you that says you can't have a productive day, on a scale of 0 to 10? Go ahead and note that number in the app now. And let's take one gentle deep breath in and out. And start tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point, and repeat in your mind or out loud after me. As always, we start by focusing on the negative statements, the truth of how we feel, in order to release them with tapping, and then turn towards the positive. Tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I feel so resistant to being productive, I choose to relax and release this resistance now. Even though being super productive feels difficult, I choose to relax these old beliefs now. Even though I've had so many unproductive days, and they're influencing today, I choose to let the past go now. Tapping on the eyebrow, I don't want to be productive. Side of the eye, it feels hard. Under the eye, it doesn't feel fun. Under the nose, and I always seem to procrastinate. Under the mouth, or lose focus. Collarbone, and I never get done what I want to get done. Under the arm, and then I get frustrated with myself. Top of the head, and with life. Back to the eyebrow, and that's okay. Side of the eye, I'm human. Under the eye, doing the best I can. Under the nose, with the resources I have. Under the mouth, and the more I release this frustration, collarbone, and all this old resistance. Under the arm, the more I start to let go. Top of the head, the more productive I am. Back to the eyebrow, I've made being productive about being perfect. Side of the eye, but that's not quite right. Under the eye, I can be productive without being perfect. Under the nose, I can have a great day, get a ton done, and then let go of the rest. Under the mouth, what if I could make productivity fun? Collarbone, what if I could enjoy every task, big or small? Under the arm, what if I could be present and grounded all day long? Top of the head, and find the joy in a productive, calm day. Now, I want you to go back to the eyebrow point, tapping gently, and I want you to envision your productive day, whatever that looks like to you. Moving to the side of the eye, a productive day doesn't have to be a perfect day. Under the eye, envisioning your productive day. A productive day is one where you do the best you can and then let go. Under the nose, see that happening now. Envision doing the best you can and letting go. Under the mouth, and notice that with every tap, you release the resistance to being productive. With every tap, you release these old stories about whether you're a productive person or not, and you begin to envision a new version of yourself that flows with your day and flows with life. Collarbone, see that happening now. See and feel yourself motivated, productive, and allowing your day to flow. Under the arm, make this a reality in your life and being now. Top of the head, this is who you can be. This is who you are. Allowing, motivated, productive, filled with joy in every step. And you can gently stop tapping and take a deep, grounding breath. Inhale. And exhale. How do you feel now? Tune into that initial resistance to having a productive day. What is your resistance level now on a scale of 0 to 10? Mark it down on the app now. Hopefully you've cleared some resistance and are ready to have a fulfilling, productive day. Remember, it's not about being perfect. A productive day is one where you are grounded, where you flow, where you allow. And it's within those states that you get the right things done, the things that matter in your life. The more you do this process, the more you'll establish this pattern until it becomes second nature for you. I am wishing you a productive, joy-filled day. Until we tap together again, this is Nick Ortner. Take care and keep tapping.